The Kansas Supreme Court has created an ad hoc committee to advise the court and help implement recommended changes in pretrial supervision and detention practices. The Ad Hoc Criminal Pretrial Practices and Procedures Advisory Committee will implement recommendations made in late 2020 by the Ad Hoc Pretrial Justice Task Force. The task force, created in 2018, examined pretrial detention practices for criminal defendants in Kansas district courts, and it also explored alternatives to pretrial detention used to ensure public safety and encourage the accused to appear for court proceedings. Chief Judge Karen Arnold Berger with the Kansas Court of Appeals chaired the task force and will serve in the same role for the committee. The task force report cited studies that showed pretrial detention can be devastating for defendants, and Americans who answered surveys on the topic said they believe the current system unjustly discriminates against the poor and deprives them of their liberties. Judge Arnold Berger said low-income and poor Kansans risk losing their jobs, homes, and families if they cannot afford bail or bond, so they must consider other options that respect defendants' freedom and financial situation while also upholding public safety and ensuring that they show up for court. Phone and internet services are vital to accessing health care and community services, finding employment, and calling for help in an emergency. However, that cost to stay connected is out of reach for many. So the Kansas Corporation Commission wants to remind Kansans that Lifeline provides federal and state discounts of up to $17.02 per month to help pay for residential or wireless phone service, internet, or a bundled phone and internet plan. Subscribers living on tribal lands qualify for additional discounts, and currently, nearly 8 million Americans, including 23,000 in Kansas, are enrolled in the program. Eligibility is based on income, and you must be at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines, or participate in certain assistance programs that include the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Medicaid Supplemental Security Income, Federal Public Housing Assistance, Veterans Pension and Survivors Pension Benefit, Bureau of Indian Affairs General Assistance, Tribally Administered Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, Head Start Tribal Programs that are income-based, or the Food Distribution Program on Tribal Lands. More information on income eligibility, participating providers, and the enrollment process is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov. Medicare open enrollment is open and will continue through tomorrow, December 7th. And this period is the opportunity for Kansas seniors to change their Medicare benefits if they determine action is necessary. Senator Roger Marshall, MD of Kansas, launched a webpage, marshall.senate.gov/medicare-open-enrollment, to help Kansas seniors navigate the Medicare open enrollment season. And Kansas seniors can use the webpage to research Medicare benefit plans, find resources for benefits counseling, learn about avoiding scams, and read about other important information that's related to Medicare open enrollment. Senator Marshall said their office stands ready to point Kansas seniors in the right direction this Medicare open enrollment season. Kansas seniors with questions about open enrollment or Medicare in general can call Senator Marshall's Salina office to speak with the casework specialist at 785-829-9000, or visit his website at marshall.senate.gov for more information. On Thursday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030 and in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, Governor Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup until sundown tomorrow, Saturday, December 7th. Governor Kelly said on the anniversary of this unforgettable tragedy, "We're reminded of our service members' immense courage and sacrifice on December 7, 1941. And as we reflect on the 83rd anniversary of Pearl Harbor, she encourages all Kansans to join her in honoring those who fought for our freedom then and continue to defend our country now." A November 21st proposal to the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission recommended downgrading the classifications of the broadhead skink, the northern map turtle, and the shoal chub from threatened to species in need of conservation, as researchers across the state have discovered significant increases in the three species' known populations. Jordan Hoffmeyer, the Ecological Services Director for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, said habitat conservation is the largest difference between the two classifications, and under the needs conservation classification, the three species' habitats no longer would be conserved, but they would remain protected from capture. The population increases among each of these species are largely because of more thorough research, expanded survey areas, greater consideration for habitat diversity, and new methods that have allowed surveyors and experts to better understand these species, which come after more than a year of preparation. Endangered is the most at-risk classification under the Kansas Non-Game and Endangered Species Conservation Act of 1975. And there are 22 animal species on Kansas's list, with most being fish or invertebrates like mussels and beetles, and species also can be classified under the Federal Endangered Species Act of 1973. Three other Kansas species that are currently not listed were considered and ultimately rejected for listing changes. They were the black-tailed prairie dog, the coal skink, and the greater prairie chicken. The Hanson Museum is honored to be chosen as the debut venue for the exhibition Kansas from 400 feet or less, and this exhibition features a collection of photographs by Thomas Zimmerman, formerly known as the Farman Artist, that have never been seen by the public before. Diving into a new arena, Thomas has taken his photography to new heights, as the entire exhibition is shot using drones. As known for his stunning Kansas landscapes, Zimmerman recognized that employing a drone would provide perspectives unmatched by ground-based photography. Many Hanson Museum regular visitors will remember Zimmerman's gorgeous Kansas skies from his first exhibition that was entitled The Farman Artist and exhibited at the museum in late 2019. The museum is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 and 1 to 4, Saturdays 9 to 12 and 1 to 5, and on Sundays and holidays from 1 to 5, though they are closed on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. Admission is always free thanks to the generous support of the Dane G. Hanson Foundation, and for more information or if you have questions, you can call 785-689-4846. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.